Well, thank you, Michael. Without doubt, 2020 has been a taxing year for many people personally, for families divided today on Christmas Day. And of course, it's been a difficult year globally. COVID-19 here in Europe, Brexit transition details look like they're almost finalized. The US election, all sorts of big events in all sorts of ways. National leaders have been under the spotlight like never before. COVID decisions, too late, too soon, not enough, too much, who knows? U-turns are plenty. Fact-checking has entered the dictionary. 2020 has shown us that being a national leader is a duty and not a joy. By contrast, the first Christmas, we're going to look at God's manifesto. When it was launched, that lovely reading we've just had, verse 10, the angel said to them, that's to the shepherds, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. So here's God launching his manifesto, good news, great joy for all the people. It's a pithy three-liner, like many of the recent statements we've had from the government. Good news, first of all. Well, that's one thing that's been lacking in 2020. We've had lots of bad news. Today, it's quite likely that in the UK, we'll hit the 70,000 death total due to COVID-19. Many of us will have empty places around the Christmas dinner table. Perhaps a family member has died, or just our family just can't get to us. We're separated by restrictions. Globally, 75 million cases of COVID-19 and 2 million deaths. For all of us, this year has had its twists and turns, its difficulties. Mingled amongst the joy have been many sorrows, some good days, but many bad days. Yet here at the first Christmas, God speaks to the shepherds and offers hope. I bring you good news. What is that? What is that good news? Well, he goes on very quickly to tell us who's going to fulfill that good news. His manifesto will be completed by this little baby. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. From the moment he's born, Jesus is destined to fulfill God's manifesto. Jesus has a job to do. He will live up to his name, Jesus, the Saviour. He who saves, the Saviour of the world. And into the pages of history, Jesus steps. This is a game changer, a pivotal moment in history where BC becomes AD. The world will never be the same again. The Christian faith has an impact on ancient society and modern living today. Not only does it impact society, it improves society. I don't know if you've come across a book by Tom Holland, Dominion. It's a weighty tome. Well, it tells the story, not just of Christian history, but how the Christian faith has improved Western civilization. He writes this: Christianity has transformed not just the West, but the entire world. People in the West, even those who imagine that they have emancipated themselves from Christian belief, are shot through with Christian assumptions about almost everything. All of us in the West are a goldfish, and the waters we swim in is Christianity. See what he's saying? Whether we like it or not, the world in which we live, we're indebted to because of the Christian faith. So many good things are from the good news of the Lord Jesus. From that pivotal moment of the birth of the baby, the Savior of the world, life changed. Jesus was born to pay the price of our bad news and the bad news in the world, born to save us from our sin and selfishness. We sing that together, don't we, in their wonderful hymn, the carol, Hark the Heralds. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. From the crib to the cross, Jesus was born to die. From his birth and by his death, Jesus is the Saviour of the world. And that continues to ring true today, 2,000 years later. A few years ago, the Queen, after a difficult year for herself, she said this in her Christmas Day speech. Although we're capable of great acts of kindness, history teaches us that we sometimes need saving from ourselves, from our recklessness and our greed. So God sent into the world a unique person, neither a philosopher nor a general, important though they are, but a saviour with the power to forgive. Forgiveness lies at the heart of the Christian faith. It can heal broken families, it can restore friendships, it can reconcile divided communities. It is in forgiveness that we feel the power of God's love. That was the statement from the Queen. And see what she's saying? She's describing our world and our ongoing need of a saviour. A world full of bad news is offered good news. A world of broken relationships is offered reconciliation. That's good news. A sinful, selfish world is offered forgiveness. That's good news. Well, the manifesto goes on. Good news. That causes great joy. And that should be no surprise, should it? Because if it's good news, it will give us great joy. Usually Christmas is accompanied with parties, families, friends, laughter, joy. This year, things will be muted a little bit. Many of our Christmas hopes have been dashed. We're missing members of the family. Our parties are that bit smaller, that bit quieter. Some of us are missing holidays. Many of us are missing the slopes in Verbier. I certainly am. Try as we may. Christmas joy, is that a little bit more elusive this year? We just can't get our hands on it. Perhaps it's a good year for all of us to reset the Christmas button. As God promises great joy that is not based on friends, families, parties, but on Jesus himself. The second part of that manifesto, good news, that will cause great joy. The good news of Jesus causes great joy because we know we're forgiven, because we know we're living the way God wants us to live. So in a world of bad news, our quest for a happy Christmas, God offers us certainty, good news that causes great joy because it changes our hearts. We know that we're forgiven. And who's it for? Who's this message for? Good news, great joy? Well, it's for all the people. Many things in life, aren't they? There are other rather limited, rather selected, this group or that group. You're in or you're out. You're part of the in crowd or you're on the margins. And we've seen that the last couple of years, where society's become more polarized, refusing to listen to the nuances in other people's opinions. We're either this or we're that. We're in or we're out. We've separated people into different groups and we refuse to listen to them. We're meant to be more tolerant, but I think in many ways we've become less tolerant. Yet how different is God's manifesto? Good news, great joy for all people. Yes, everyone. In a tiny stable, in a tiny corner of Bethlehem, the least likely of locations, God was at work. His plans were being launched, his manifesto rolled out. Who does he have in his sights? Well, both the shepherds and the wise men, the saints and the sinners, the kings and the queens, the princes and the paupers, the up and outs and the down and outs. Everyone, all people, everywhere. That's why we're gathering today from every little corner of the world on Zoom to gather together, not to focus on Verbier, but to focus on the Lord Jesus, born in the stable, the saviour of the world. So God's manifesto for us. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Here we are celebrating 2,000 years later. Jesus is that good news. He gives great joy to everyone. All over the world today, billions of people will be gathering, yes, some on Zoom and some live if they're lucky enough, to celebrate the birth of the baby. Because he is the solution to the world's biggest problem, the problem of sin. As we put Jesus front and center this Christmas, let's stand shoulder to shoulder with billions of other believers across the world. God's manifesto is a manifesto we can trust this Christmas. I offer it to you for today and the coming days. Good news, great joy for all people. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank you so much of your global message, hatched and dispatched in the most unlikely of ways. Help us to be men and women of faith, trusting you day by day for our salvation, sharing that good news with the people around us, whether on Zoom or face to face. We thank you for all that you have given us. And we praise you this Christmas time that we can be reminded to put the Lord Jesus front and center of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.